Segment 10. In this lesson, we shall examine which foods to eat and why, and I shall provide you with the gorilla diet guidelines. There is an amazing quotation by John Savarin that says it all, and it goes like this, and I quote, "Tell me what you eat, and I'll tell you who you are," end of quote. By now, you have learned enough background science, and if you desire more details, you have it all in the Gorilla Diet book. In the previous lessons, we have examined the research behind the ultimate diet for human consumption from different scientific aspects, including evolution, zoology, archaeology, genetics, medicine, and of course, nutrition. When I put these sciences together with some good old common sense, I found the ultimate diet for human consumption and the proper lifestyle program to support you with good-looking and a good-feeling, healthy, energized body without destroying our planet. So now let's summarize what we should be eating to support health and weight loss, and let's examine the proper eating practices that create a nourishing environment for ourselves and lead to human health. Let's take a closer look at the dietary guidelines. Number one, consume foods with low energy density. Filling up on low energy density foods is the best way to lose weight and support health, according to recent literature review of 17 studies in adults. Filling up on low energy density foods is the best way to lose weight and support health. So how do we use this recommendation in our daily life? By choosing foods that contain the same amount of nutrients but supply less energy in the form of calories. Diets higher in low energy density foods can be achieved by increasing consumption of fruit and vegetables and reducing fat intake. By choosing fresh fruits or dehydrated fruits rather than dried fruits, and by choosing fresh or boiled vegetables instead of fried versions, we can easily achieve this recommendation. For example, half a cup of grapes contains 110 calories and 0.2 grams of fat, compared to 434 calories and 0.7 grams of fat in a cup of raisins. A 100-gram serving of boiled potatoes contain 103 calories and 2.2 grams of fat, compared to 319 calories and 17 grams of fat in fried potatoes. By eating more fresh fruit, we reduce energy density while receiving the same amount of nutrients, if not more. Number two, consume foods that will not cause an inflammatory response. Heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, and acne are just some of the possible consequences of too much inflammation in the body. Our bodies depend on the inflammatory process to help us fight off infections by eliminating the initial cause of cell injury. The purpose of inflammation is to clear out injured cells and tissues damaged from exterior insult and to heal injuries. But when inflammation is not actively terminated when no longer needed, it may get out of control and become chronic and harmful to the body, leading to more extensive tissue and cellular destruction. The Western diet is known to contain many pro-inflammatory foods that are well known to donate their share to chronic low-grade inflammation. Pro-inflammatory foods promote cytokine and eicosanoid production. They are released by cells and affect the behavior of other cells. They engage in complex control over many bodily systems, including inflammation and immunity. Anti-inflammatory drugs such as aspirin and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs such as ibuprofen act by down-regulating eicosanoid synthesis. However, by significantly reducing the amount of pro-inflammatory foods consumed, we achieve similar results as taking these medicines. Pro-inflammatory foods include highly processed or refined foods. Processed or refined foods are not assimilated by the body and cannot fulfill the body's nutritional needs, and therefore they just burden the body with excess toxins. Pro-inflammatory foods fall into four groups: processed foods from animal origin, including salami, sausages, pastrami, and commercial cheeses; foods with a high glycemic index, such as sugar, honey, alcohol, and even agave; foods containing little or no fiber, including fruit juices, white rice, white flours, and processed oils; and foods high in saturated, hydrogenated, trans, or omega-6 fatty acids, which include cakes, cookies, muffins, donuts, pie crusts, pizza dough, cake mixes, margarine, milk and chocolate powder drink mixes, french fries, processed biscuits and crackers, packaged chips, candy and chocolate bars, even packaged popcorn and some frozen meals. Try to completely avoid these foods. Number three, consume seasonal foods grown according to their natural season. Eating seasonally is important and carries with it many benefits to your health and to our planet's health and to your wallet as well. Firstly, eating seasonal foods increases the wealth of nutrients in the food itself. Foods grown out of season are not as rich in nutrients as foods that are grown in season. Foods eaten in season are also cheaper because they are at the peak of their supply and because they do not need greenhouses to be built in order to keep them safe from the weather. Seasonal foods are also tastier than foods grown out of season. The flavors are stronger and more developed, and the textures are as they were meant to be, and they are tasty even when they are eaten in their natural state. Foods grown out of season tend to undergo more chemical washes and wax coatings in order to keep them looking good. Some non-seasonal foods are transported from the other side of the world, from where they are in season to where they are not. These foods are usually picked before their peak of their flavor in order to survive the long trip, or they are allowed to mature as they travel. As a result, they're much more expensive because of the time, distance, energy expenses, and the sheer number of people involved in the transport process that needs to be paid for to getting those food items to you. The foods are much less nutritious since they lose vital nutrients during their journey. By eating seasonal foods, you are sparing the world fuel wastage, environmental damage, and are supplying yourself with cheaper, more nutritious, and better tasting foods. In the United States, there is a wonderful website that shows all of the seasonal foods by state and month, which is great because of the diversity between the states. It is called the Seasonal Food Guide US. Number 4, consume local foods. As I mentioned in the previous recommendation, foods also lose nutrients during their long trip to your local supermarket. For example, spinach and green beans lose 2/3 of their vitamin C content within a week of harvest. Furthermore, during their trip to your local grocery shop, non-local foods are refrigerated, not allowing the food to mature properly as they would in their natural habitat. Buying foods in farmers market is the best way to support the local farmers who nurture their soils and sustainably manage their land. Modern commercial farming, with its focus on quantity over quality, reduces soil quality, providing us with consistently less nutritious foods. This also saves fossil fuels by saving transport around the globe. Another benefit of eating local foods is that farmers don't have to select crops to sell based on their durability, shelf life, or yield, and instead they can choose crop varieties for traits including taste, vitamin content, and color. The farmer who grows and sells them at the market can sometimes also give advice on how to cook these foods, thereby allowing people to try new foods that they would have never bought otherwise. Number 5, consume natural foods, raw or cooked. In other words, eat foods that you can imagine how they were grown or that you can grow them yourself in your backyard if this was your desire. These foods all include all vegetables, all fruits, all nuts, seeds, legumes, underground storage organ plants, natural honey, and all whole unprocessed grains and the naturally grown animals if you wish. Natural foods, which are in their as close to natural state, are the best bet for keeping yourself healthy and well-nourished. When the body is well-nourished, you will see that you will tend to eat less food and you will naturally find yourself consuming only what you need. When the body has its nutrients supplied, there are fewer cravings for processed high-calorie, sugar, and fat-rich foods that are a leading cause of obesity in our times. The health of people consuming a modern Western world diet is one of starvation from nutrients and excess of empty calories. By eating the right natural foods as a basis of your diet, you will be well on your way to achieving the right weight and the health you desire. Number 6, consume foods that will minimize burden on your body. Foods that burden your body are unnatural foods filled with chemical products that increase their taste and color unnaturally. They weigh down the body and require it to spend energy on the elimination of such chemicals rather than focusing on achieving and maintaining health. Undigested foods rotting in our digestive system also form an extreme burden on our body. Due to the increased overload of waste and unnatural products in our body from eating unnatural foods, eating foods in excess, or eating indigestible food molecules, the immune system becomes overloaded and is less able to control cell growth and cell health. This often leads to unwanted diseases to get out of control, such as cancer that should have been recognized by our immune system and eliminated from the body in its early stages. Often, our body surrounds toxic substances with a fat layer or a fluid layer in order to isolate these toxins from other tissues. This makes removal of fat tissue and excess fluid sometimes especially difficult. Foods that burden the body include foods with unnatural colorings, which contain E numbers from E100 to E199, foods with unnatural preservatives, which contain E numbers from E100. Foods with unnatural preservatives, which contain E numbers from E220 to E228 and E280 to E283. Foods with synthetic antioxidant E319. Foods with hydrolyzed vegetable protein. Foods with added flavorings, which contain E numbers from E600 to E699, which are flavor enhancers. High salt foods, which impair electrolytic balance. Foods containing more than 1.5 grams of salt per 100 grams are considered to be high in salt. Salt becomes a burden to the health when consumed in excess. But salt products, such as monosodium glutamate, found in salty foods and soup mixes, is toxic to our brain cells and may even cause neuron cell death by causing overexcitation of these cells. Protein-rich foods that are also rich in sodium nitrates, which contain E numbers from E249 to E252, are also a burden on our body. When fried, these foods form nitrosamines, which are carcinogenic. These foods include cured meat, cooked bacon, some cheeses, non-fat dry milk, hot dogs, and other cooked processed meat products. Too much alcohol is also a burden on the body. I'm not suggesting that a glass of wine or an occasional beer are a burden on a person's health, but when taken in excess, alcohol damages the liver. If you stop drinking alcohol on a regular basis for only 2 weeks, as well as reducing the chemical toxins from your diet, the liver will start shedding excess fat. On the other hand, if you choose not to change your drinking or dietary patterns, a fatty liver will lead to chronic liver disease and with time causing loss of liver function. Research shows that chewing gum and dietary food products and drinks containing artificial sweeteners also increase appetite and leave you with a feeling of hunger of just 20 minutes after their consumption. But foods with a high aspartame concentration have a time-dependent biphasic effect on appetite, producing a transient decrease followed later by a sustained increase in hunger. These stimulants have a very negative effect on weight loss attempts as well as on our health. In fact, epidemiological studies support the association between artificially sweetened food and beverage consumption and weight gain in children. Another effect of artificial sweeteners in chewing gum is that although they have no caloric value, when the body breaks them down, it forms formaldehyde and methanol, which are very toxic substances to our body. Excess oil in the diet burdens the body due to the sensitivity of oil to heat, light, and exposure to oxygen. When this happens, unsaturated fats oxidize, which cause free radical damage to our cells. Genetically modified foods should also be avoided. Governments and companies are trying to hide the truth about genetically modified foods as long as they are making hefty profits from these foods and hold the power over global food sources in their hands. They will never allow the truth of these foods to be made available to the public. The bottom line is that as of today, we do not have enough evidence whether these foods are destructive or not for our health. There are no long-term studies on the effects of these foods have on human health, and studies that do prove unhealthy nature of these foods and their potential to lead to incurable and sometimes fatal neurological conditions are consistently hidden from the crowds. Nowadays, only by consuming organic produce can we completely avoid genetically modified foods. 94% of soya and 80% of corn grown in the United States are genetically modified crops, and without the knowledge and research about their after effects these foods have on our health, they are best avoided. Eating a healthy diet helps keep the immune system tough enough to maintain health, but there are also foods that support the elimination of toxins. The following foods help remove toxins from the body and support a healthy liver. and they include apples, artichokes, pineapples, lemons, parsley, cabbage, beetroot, garlic, ginger, seaweed, and green tea, which all have detoxifying potential. Also, incorporating regular exercise into your daily regime is beneficial for reducing the burden of toxins on our body and reduce the threat of a fatty liver on our health. Number 7, consume foods rich in nutrients. Nutrients we consume from our foods have very important functions in our body, and no single food provides all of the nutrients we need to be healthy. The key lies in varying our diet with different healthy food sources. The larger our dietary diversity, the better our chances of getting all of our necessary nutrients through our diet. Now I will speak about the 6 nutrients we get from our foods and suggestions on how to get the most of these nutrients from the foods you consume. Vitamins. Vitamins help regulate chemical reactions in the body. There are 13 vitamins, including vitamin A, 8 B vitamins, vitamin C, D, E, and K. But most vitamins cannot be made in the body, and we must obtain them through the diet. The most vitamin-rich foods are fruits. Minerals. Minerals are involved in innumerable body functions, including bone structure, blood structure, muscle contraction, waste removal, cell-to-cell signaling, and so much more. The most mineral-dense foods are vegetables. Vegetables are not only nutrient-dense, but they are also very poor on calories, so you can and should eat them in abundance. Eating more vegetables and fruit can help you reduce the risk of heart disease and stroke by up to 30%. A diet rich in vegetables and fruits has been proven to prevent certain types of cancer, to help control blood pressure, avoid diverticulitis and other bowel diseases, and to protect against cataract and macular degeneration, which are 2 common forms of vision loss. The latest dietary guidelines, published every 5 years since 1980 by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Agriculture, recommends 5 to 13 servings of fruit and vegetable a day, which is between 2.5 to 6.5 cups per day, depending on your calorie intake. For example, a person who needs 2,000 calories a day to maintain optimum weight and health is recommended to consume 9 servings or 4.5 cups of fruit and vegetables a day, which can be 2 cups of fruit and 2.5 cups of vegetables. The next nutrient is water. Water is another vital nutrient for good health. Most of our body weight, 60 to 70%, is made up of water, and water helps control our body temperature. It carries nutrients and waste products from our cells, and it is needed for our cells to function. Water is found in abundance in both fruit and vegetables. Gorillas rarely drink water since the food they consume is very rich in water. Although we do need to drink more water since we sweat more due to our comparatively hairless bodies. The best way to hydrate our body is by drinking water. Water is the most natural way to hydrate our body, and it comes without the excess calories we get from sodas. Available data indicates a clear and consistent association between soft drink consumption and increased energy intake and calorie intake. Soft drinks have a substantial impact on total energy intake. It is therefore wise to recommend a decrease in their consumption. Soft drinks offer much energy with little accompanying nutrition. In fact, soft drinks displace other nutrients, especially magnesium, potassium, and calcium, and are linked to several key health conditions such as diabetes and osteoporosis. The 4th nutrient is carbohydrates. Carbohydrates can be grouped into 2 categories, simple and complex carbohydrates. Simple carbohydrates are sugars and simple starches, and complex carbohydrates consist of starch and dietary fiber. Carbohydrates provide us with energy that is used mainly to fuel muscles and the brain, and therefore most of our daily caloric intake should come from healthy, complex carbohydrates. Healthy sources of complex carbohydrates include whole grain products such as whole grain breads, whole grain cereals, whole grain pastas, and whole grain types of rice, as well as fruits and vegetables. The 5th nutrient is protein. Protein from food is broken down into amino acids by our digestive system, which is then used for building and repairing body tissues and for making hormones. Protein intake is also important for a healthy immune system. Protein is also a source of calories and can be used for energy if not enough carbohydrates are available in the diet due to irregular eating patterns, intensive exercise, or extreme dieting. Healthy sources of protein include foods which can be consumed in abundance, such as all types of beans, lentils, peas, nuts, and seeds. Grass-fed or naturally raised animal meats and fish may also be consumed, although only on rare occasions during the week. Fat is another nutrient we get from food, which plays an important role on our health. Fat maintains healthy skin and hair, and it cushions our inner vital organs and provides insulation from cold and heat, and is necessary for the production and absorption of certain vitamins and hormones. Our diet should include more unsaturated fats. Animal-based foods, such as meats and milk products, are higher in saturated fat, whereas most vegetable sources are higher in unsaturated fat. Each gram of fat provides more than twice the amount of calories per gram of carbohydrates or proteins consumed. And healthy vegan sources of fat include seeds, nuts, and avocados. Fruits are also rich in fatty acids. Number 8. Consume foods rich in fiber to increase digestion and waste toxin removal rate. Fiber is important for health even though it is not really digested. Fiber is found in natural food sources and is lacking in processed foods. In the foods we consume, we can find two types of fiber, soluble and insoluble fiber. Soluble fiber is found in fruits, nuts, legumes, seeds, and whole grains. Soluble fiber turns into a gel-like substance which slows its digestion, thereby lowering cholesterol and helps control blood sugar levels while providing very little energy in the form of calories. On the other hand, insoluble fiber is found in vegetables, nuts, and the skin of fruits, and also in whole grains. This type of fiber does not provide any calories and helps remove toxins and waste products from our body, as well as prevents constipation. Insoluble fiber has also been shown to reduce the risk of developing colon cancer. High fiber foods take longer to digest, keeping you satisfied for longer. The Gorilla Diet and Lifestyle Program foods rich in fiber include split peas, lentils, beans, artichokes, peas, berries, avocado, whole grains, and chia seeds. Number 9. Consume foods low in animal protein. As I have stated in depth in previous chapters, in order to avoid most modern-day ailments, it is best to stick to a mostly vegan-based, natural, whole food diet with meat consumption occurring on rare occasions. If you decide to consume meat, your intake should be no more than 300 grams or 11 ounces a week. And of this amount, none or as little as possible should be from processed meats. Red meat should form no more than half to two-thirds of this weekly recommended amount, which is 150 to 200 grams or 5 to 7 ounces. These recommendations are very similar to the recommendations of the American Institute of Cancer Research on animal protein consumption. If you choose to include eggs in your diet, go for organic, free-range eggs, as they will be nutritionally healthier than eggs which come from chickens living in crowded enclosures, as they receive little to no antibiotics or hormones given in their feeds. An egg is equal to slightly over 50 grams of animal protein. So if you are a vegetarian and choose to exclude dairy products, you may eat up to 5 to 6 eggs per week. If you do choose this option, the healthiest form of egg consumption is to boil them. However, remember this, consuming animal protein is always a choice. There is no real need for much animal protein in your diet, since we have so many tasty, naturally protein and fat-rich vegan foods that give you none of the harmful effects of excess saturated polyunsaturated fatty acids that is found in animal protein. In order to reduce cravings for animal products, make sure you consume enough fat-rich seeds and nuts in your diet. Number 10. Consume foods rich in fatty acid precursors. The subject of fatty acid intake is covered in depth in Chapter 4 in the Gorilla Diet book. To summarize, we do not need to consume animal or fish products in order to get our omega-3 polyunsaturated essential fatty acids in sufficient quantities in our diet. The more of these foods we consume, we have higher our risk for suffering from common Western world diseases. In fact, fish produces these fats only once they have fed on plants that produce omega-3 fatty acids. The omega-3 in fish oils is actually produced from plant-based products. The healthiest omega-3 fatty acid-rich foods include flax seeds, walnuts, chia seeds, beans, tofu, and squash, as well as kale, spinach, and algae. From these foods, we can convert the precise quantity of omega-3 fatty acids that our body requires and no more. Number 11. Consume foods that prevent calcium loss. Calcium plays an important role in our health and is one of the most important minerals for the human body. Calcium helps form and maintain healthy teeth and bones. It also plays an important role in blood clotting, sending and receiving nerve impulses and muscle contraction, as well as the release of hormones and other chemicals and the maintenance of a normal heart rhythm. Insufficient levels of calcium in the diet will lead the body to remove calcium from the bone tissue in order to ensure normal cell function. This can lead to weakened bones and eventually osteoporosis. A number of dietary factors affect calcium loss from the body. In order to reduce calcium loss from the body, we must reduce the foods that increase calcium loss, which are as follows. Foods high in protein increase calcium loss through the urine. Proteins from animal sources, especially processed animal products, are more likely to cause calcium loss than protein naturally occurring in plant foods. Foods rich in sodium also increase calcium loss in the urine. Caffeine also increases the rate at which calcium is lost through the urine. And smoking also increases the loss of calcium from the body. Foods that are rich in calcium include sprouted sesame seed paste, tofu, tempeh, kale, soya beans, okra, tahini, navy beans, almonds, and broccoli. Number 12, consume foods rich in both calcium and magnesium. Magnesium is extremely important in the maintenance of good health. Magnesium is a critical cofactor in more than 300 enzymatic reactions in the human body. Magnesium is also an essential element in the construction of cell membranes and vitally important to the electrolyte balance of cells. When magnesium levels begin to drop, cells suffer from low energy production levels. Electrolyte balance is disrupted and the functional membrane system begins to fail, leading to calcium and sodium fluctuating in and out of the cells. Due to the importance of calcium and magnesium in human health, it is wise to consume natural foods rich in these important minerals. Leafy greens are rich in both calcium and magnesium. However, some contain oxalic acid, which can be found in spinach, rhubarb, and beet greens. Oxalic acid binds with the calcium in these foods and reduces its absorption. But calcium in other green vegetables is well absorbed. Dietary fiber has little effect on calcium absorption, and higher levels of calcium and magnesium-rich foods are especially important for postmenopausal women. The best sources of magnesium are as follows: pumpkin seeds, Brazil nuts, sesame seeds, almonds, dark leafy greens, soya beans, brown rice, chard, white beans, and avocado. Number 13, consume foods rich in methyl donors. Foods rich in B vitamins act as methyl donors, causing methyl groups to attach more frequently to specific genes, thereby altering their expression without altering the DNA. In this manner, the methyl donors counteract detrimental effects induced by environmental toxins by influencing the epigenome in a positive way. It is important to consume methyl donor foods to ensure health and easy weight loss and to reduce the tendency for obesity and diabetes. Methyl donor-rich foods include collard greens, broccoli, cauliflower, Swiss chard, asparagus, quinoa, spinach, lentils, beets, romaine lettuce, bok choy, parsley, pinto, garbanzo, black, navy, and kidney beans, Brussels sprouts, peas, and papaya. Number 14, consume foods rich in prebiotics. In our gut, we have microbiota, the microbe population living in our intestines. Our gut microbiota contains trillions of microorganisms from thousands of different types of bacteria. Our intestinal microbiota can weigh up to 2 kilos. Each and every one of us has our own unique and special microbiota template. Our microbiota functions to ensure proper digestive functioning of foods, especially foods that the stomach and small intestine have not been able to digest. Microbiota also helps with the production of some vitamins, including B12 and vitamin K, and plays an important function in our immune system. Microbiota begins colonizing our intestines right after birth and evolves as we grow and as a result of different environmental influences and our diet. Microbiota adapts to changes in our diet and environment, although in extreme cases of neglect, nutritional deficiencies, stress, and a very sedentary lifestyle, a loss of balance in gut microbiota can lead to harmful bacteria flourishing while beneficial bacteria declining. This loss of balance is linked to health problems such as obesity, bowel disorders, inflammatory bowel disease, certain cancers, allergies, and diabetes. Prebiotics provide nourishment for the good bacteria, which helps them thrive and multiply. Prebiotics do not digest in the stomach or small intestine and are accessible to the good bacteria once the food source reaches the small intestine. Prebiotics have been shown to prevent colorectal cancer. On the other hand, harmful microbiota also affects the brain. The toxic metabolic byproducts and inflammatory molecules produced by the harmful bacteria in the gut adversely affects the brain. Obesity has been linked to harmful microbiota. Furthermore, gut microbiota is thought to be a key player in fat absorption and in the gain of more energy from the diet. A diet rich in prebiotics leads to a reduction in the amount of fat and energy absorbed from foods. Prebiotics occur naturally in different plant-based foods. Consuming prebiotic-rich foods will help create a beneficial gut microbiota to help ward off many modern-day diseases. Prebiotic-rich foods include all types of onions, garlic, asparagus, Jerusalem artichoke, artichokes, chicory root, dandelion greens, whole grains, soya beans, and other pod vegetables, as well as beans, plums, bananas, black grapes, raisins, and honey, nuts, and seeds. Number 15, consume vitamin D. Get plenty of sunlight and eat foods rich in vitamin D, especially as you age. Vitamin D is an essential vitamin required by the body for the proper absorption of calcium, bone development, cell growth, neuromuscular functioning, and a proper immune function. A deficiency in vitamin D can lead to a weakened immune system, increasing cancer risk, poor hair and nail growth, osteomalacia, and rickets. Conversely, excess vitamin D can cause the body to absorb too much calcium, leading to an increased risk of heart attack as well as kidney stones. Although excess vitamin D is rare, it can be reached if taken as a food supplement. Therefore, it is recommended to get daily vitamin D from natural food sources or from sunlight. Foods that are especially high in vitamin D include mushrooms. However, the healthiest source is from skin exposure to sunlight. The best form of vitamin D, which is water-soluble D3, is naturally made by our body when we expose our skin to the sun. You can get enough of this vitamin if you expose any bare skin to sunlight for only 10 minutes a day. In cooler climates, tanning your face in full sunlight for 20 minutes a day will suffice. However, if this is difficult to do, you may supplement your diet with cholecalciferol. Number 16, consume foods regularly to avoid hunger. Can you imagine that you just started a new diet that doesn't allow eating any carbohydrates, meaning no bread, no pasta, and no rice, and you are feeling very hungry? Then your friend comes along from the bakery with a bag filled of freshly baked croissants. She offers you one, and since you feel like you're starving, what do you think you're going to do? Well, of course you're going to eat it because you're feeling hungry. Willpower is not enough to overcome your survival mechanism, which is stronger than anything else. We are programmed to survive, and to do this, we need food. And when we are hungry, any food will do. Without understanding this point and making sure that you are never hungry, you will not succeed at dieting and losing weight. And it is only important to make sure that you are never hungry. It is just as important to make sure that when you are hungry, that you put the proper foods into your body. So how do we do this? First of all, we remove all tempting sugar-rich foods from our cupboards and our refrigerator. In fact, try to remove all unnatural processed foods from your kitchen. Remove all tempting sugar-rich foods from your house. In fact, try to move all unnatural processed foods from your house. You see, when you get hungry, you will tend to reach out to those foods which are easily accessible and consumed without needing almost any work on your behalf. These foods most appealing to you will be stuck in your front of your face if you leave them in your house, and they will always test your willpower. We don't want this to happen, so remove temptations. We want life to be easy, right? The second step is to make sure that you have good foods readily available to eat at all times to maintain a steady blood sugar level. For example, in the morning, you can chop up some vegetable sticks and put them in a cup in the fridge to have ready for you whenever you get hungry. Have some cherry tomatoes washed and ready to eat, as well as some fruit you especially like that you can carry with you to work, such as bananas, apples, or oranges. I also recommend having some nuts handy in a small box. These are great to calm you down when nervous and also have you reduce the craving for meat and animal products. If you get really hungry and you need something filling, you can also have a slice of healthy bread handy in a sandwich bag, topped with some sesame seed spread or another healthy spread option. If you make sure that you are never really hungry and have foods available for you to eat when you do feel even the slightest urge to eat, then you will never feel starved and you will be able to have sufficient willpower needed to say no when very appealing foods are presented to you. Let's take an animal, for example. Can you imagine your pet cat saying no to any food you give it when it's starving? Or a dog saying, oh no, I don't think this is a healthy food option for me. I won't have any of that when it's hungry. Of course not. But when they're full, they won't be tempted to eat anything. Making sure that you will never be hungry is the easiest and most cost-effective way to make sure that you will succeed at dieting and at achieving your health goals. Now, what if your friend was to come over and offer you a croissant when you've just eaten a few nuts and a healthy, nutritious sandwich just before she arrived? Would you be saying yes to her offer, or would you more likely say, no, thank you, I'm full? Let's move on to pregnant or lactating mothers and females during menstruation. During menstruation and pregnancy, emphasis should be placed on iron-rich foods with a squeeze of lemon to support iron absorption. These foods include pumpkin seeds, soya beans, cashews, white beans, lentils, dark leafy greens, Swiss chard, quinoa, and oatmeal. During pregnancy, a small portion of up to 400 grams, which is 13 ounces per week, of lean meat or fish is also possible in order to supply the very high iron and vitamin B12 needs. Although for vegans, supplementation with B12 in the form of methylcobalamin is a healthy option as well. For weightlifters, bodybuilders, and athletes, generally, they perform more physical activity than ancient humans did. Therefore, elite athletes may supplement their diet with up to 400 grams, which is 13 ounces of meat or fish per week, and as little as possible should be processed, which includes canned tuna. All other people can abstain from animal products altogether if so desired and may consume up to 300 grams of animal protein per week. However, there are many weightlifters and athletes that are living and thriving on a environmental impact. Not only will these products be beneficial to the environment, they will also be of immediate benefit for your own health by reducing your exposure to pollutants. Cleaning materials containing bleach include chlorine gases that are unnatural substances that are very toxic to inhale. These bleaches are also used to whiten cotton balls, so prefer organic bleach-free cotton balls and organic panty liners. Try to purchase natural cleaning materials. They are just as good as their chemical counterparts, but crucially healthier. Buy healthier pots and pans and drinking bottles and food storage boxes without BPA, which is a recognized carcinogen. Try to use natural cosmetics, soaps, and shampoos. Use a natural contraceptive for birth control for women, such as the Lady Comp. By consuming these foods and reducing consumption of non-local processed and unnatural foods as well as animal products, while making sure that you always have food at hand and never get too hungry, you're putting yourself in a great position to succeed at adopting a healthy lifestyle and achieving easy and natural weight loss. As well, by utilizing products that have low environmental impact, you are not only supporting your personal health by allowing you to more easily lose weight in the process, you are also playing a significant role in conserving the planet. You are supporting natural and organic farming, which remineralizes the soil with natural rock dust fertilizers instead of chemical ones with their destructive effects on our environment. You are helping to reduce the amount of grains fed to animals instead of feeding those grains to people where poverty and malnutrition are of major concern. This way of life also reduces conflict between people, as there is sufficient land to feed the world's population if handled with care. By consuming the natural foods I recommended, we are evolving to a higher level of consciousness, where we are not abusing the abundance we have on Earth, but rather living as one with it. In this manner, we will be ready to coexist in harmony with the plants, trees, and natural reserves we have on Earth, as well as the planet we share with the animals. And also, just as importantly, this way of life also reduces conflict between people, as there is sufficient land to feed the world's population if handled with care. By consuming the natural foods I recommended here, we are evolving to a higher level of consciousness, where we are not abusing the abundance we have on Earth, but rather living as one with it. In this manner, we will be ready to coexist in harmony with the plants, trees, and natural reserves we have on Earth, as well as the planet we share with the animals. In the next lesson, we shall go into the mind techniques based on scientific evidence that will help you to reprogram your mind to get you on the path to health and weight loss easily. So see you in the next lesson.